Granlund at the blue line, loses the puck, but it's picked up by Gauthier, who shovels a backhander on net, kicked away by Hart. Back to the line, Lacombe sends one more on net. Hart makes the save and covers up, and they let the clock go down to zeros. There was a whistle. I don't know if they're going to bother to drop this puck again. They will not. The hockey game is over, and with it, the Anaheim Ducks season. As the Vegas Golden Knights have come into Honda Center and taken Game 6 by a final score of 5-1, they take the Stanley Cup second round series 4-2 and move on to the Western Conference Final as the Ducks fans salute their team at center ice.
Yeah, it just wasn't the Anaheim Ducks night. We all know that. But you want to talk about pure class, pure professionalism from the fan base here in Orange Country. This exemplifies it. Look at all these fans on their feet waving their towels as the players conjoin at center ice to have the playoff handshake.
Well, the time-honored tradition of the Stanley Cup playoff handshake line taking place here at center ice. Towel waving fans who remain saluting the Ducks for a season that surprised so many and continues to give so much hope to this fan base.
Oh, 100%. And the team deserved all the accolades as far as the boost in competitiveness here in this past regular season. A job well done in this playoffs. And Johnny, before I sign off here, it's been a pleasure calling these games with you. It's been fun. And we're thinking of Steve Carroll, who we've had several great play-by-play men filling in for him, keeping the seat warm. So, Steve, I know you're listening out there. Hats off to you, and hats off to you, John Ehlers.
Well, you mentioned professionalism. You exhibited it throughout these playoffs as you were forced to work with me. What a pleasure it has been to be in the booth and sit beside you, and what an honor it's been to sit in the same chair that Steve Carroll occupied for so long here with the Anaheim Ducks. I have to give some thanks to many people, those in the Ducks organization, primarily within the broadcast department, including Joey Liberatore, Aaron Torres, Stephen Bell, Alexis Downey, yourself, Emerson Edom, our stat man in the booth, Vic Pence, as well as Tim Jones, our on-site engineer tonight, and Yair Mendoza back at Skyview, just among the many who have made this an easy transition for me. As the Anaheim Ducks season comes to a close following a 5-1 loss here tonight at Honda Center to the Vegas Golden Knights. The Knights take the series 4-2. The Ducks stay out at center ice and salute their fans, who in turn salute them right back. A wonderful 25-26 season for the Ducks comes to an end here tonight as they are eliminated in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs by the Golden Knights. Anaheim Ducks hockey on the Ducks Radio Network is brought to you by UCI Health. Get ready for a place born of the healing powers of breakthroughs and tranquility. Discover the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. And by Mercury Insurance. Ducks versus Golden Knights tonight. Game 6 has been brought to you by Mercury Insurance. Smart insurance for smart people. By Western National Property Management, DucksLiving.com, your new platform to score your dream apartment. And by Yamava Resort and Casino. Play at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You in. Stay tuned. The post-game show continues from here. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom will break it all down. On behalf of the Anaheim Ducks owners, players, coaches, and staff, we'd like to take this time to thank you all you dedicated Ducks fans, for all you've done this season for us, for all your support all season long. It doesn't go unnoticed. We'll see you back at Honda Center this fall. This is John Ehlers. Once again, the final score in Game 6 tonight at Honda Center. The Vegas Golden Knights 5 and the Anaheim Ducks 1. Vegas takes the series 4-2 and moves on to the Western Conference Final. You're listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
The best way to follow the Stanley Cup playoffs is here. The NHL app is your place to get every highlight from every game of every series. Behind-the-scenes playoff content you won't get anywhere else. The most NHL Edge advanced stats, keeping you up to date from round one through the Stanley Cup Final. When it comes to following the playoffs, don't settle for anything less. The Stanley Cup playoffs are better on the NHL app.
The long goodbye begins. A very special evening with Journey. Final Frontier Tour. November 24th, Honda Center. Journey. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at journeymusic.com. Your chance to say goodbye to the songs that changed our lives. Journey. Final Frontier Tour.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey, Ducks fans! If you're looking for your next apartment home, scoring your dream apartment has never been easier. With over 165 communities throughout Orange County, the Inland Empire, Ventura, and LA, Western National Property Management and the Anaheim Ducks have you covered. DucksLiving.com, our new platform for finding your new apartment home.
Your game day experience with the Honda Center and Ducks mobile app. Make your visits to Honda Center seamless with ticket management, mobile food and drink ordering, interactive arena maps, and exclusive fan loyalty rewards. Stay connected to the Ducks with real-time game updates, video highlights, breaking news, stats, and more. Download the Honda Center Ducks app free in your app store now.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey, live on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The saying goes, all good things must come to an end, and unfortunately for the Ducks, they're on that end tonight as they fell to the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 6 here at Honda Center, 5-1 the final score. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Needham. This was the end of an incredible year for the Anaheim Ducks and the end of the second round series with the Golden Knights. They'll advance to take on the Colorado Avalanche, President's Trophy winning Colorado Avalanche, might I add. That series will begin next week, but we're here to focus on the Anaheim Ducks tonight. And Emerson, what were some of your takeaways as this Ducks team got maybe a little bit better throughout this game?
Definitely got better as the game progressed. With that said, and I've said the same point probably exactly three times, and we knew how the Vegas Golden Knights were going to come out, and that was hungry, that was relentless, that was, you made some great points and had great questions, Alexis, about the veteran team dynamic and how many more playoff games are on the other team's roster, not the Anaheim Ducks, and how that would have played a part. And you saw it through and through with that, whether it's Hurdle and his puck protection, whether it's just puck management, when they pressed up, when they were a little bit more conservative. And I just think we just didn't see the response at the opening puck drop to the level that the Vegas Golden Knights had, and it wasn't even close. Like the Golden Knights, they just came ready to play. They knew they didn't want to go back to
to Las Vegas and try to attempt to close out in a game seven. They wanted to avoid that at all costs, and that's how they came out. So, yeah, there was some weird plays by the Ducks at the first half up until the midway mark of the hockey game. Just missed passes, right? Just weird lack of recepting on a lot of the passes. It just, I haven't seen so many missed passes. I don't think in any other game, whether the regular season or early on in the playoffs, this was the most missed passes. A lot of giveaways. I'll have to take a look at total giveaways and what maybe that the highest mark was of the regular season or early on in the playoffs when it comes to giveaways. But yeah, 20 giveaways. I'm assuming maybe during the regular season there might have been more, but it just point blank. Guys that you relied on to make things happen, the Troy Terrys of the world. He had a gorgeous pass there to meet Kyle Granlund for that goal. But other than that, there was a couple missed passes for him. Even late in the game, when Lukasz Dostal is pulled there, Mason McTavish gets a trigger area opportunity. Yes, it's in his skates, but it just explodes off his skates in a weird manner.
Yeah.
And there was a whiff from Beckett Seneca. He had a great game, but he was, maybe 10 foot prior to passing the red line heading into the offensive zone, just whiffs on the pass. So I'm just expressing how strange some of the plays were. And I get this, the jitters, but as the game progressed, even when they started playing better, I mentioned MacT in that point in time, that happened. So just weird plays that it was just bad puck luck a lot of the time.
A lot of disconnection with this Ducks team tonight. And, coming into it, we knew that there were, I don't want to say high expectations, but the team had expectations for themselves, of course. And with the way they started, it automatically showed that, this was going to be a tough game for the Ducks. And, when we get into the highlights now, you'll hear a little bit more of why that was the case in case you joined us a little bit later on here. But the end final tonight, of course, 5-1 the final score. And the Ducks did actually outshoot Vegas 32-31. They got the majority of their shots on goal in the third period, where they had 15 compared to Vegas's 3. So let's just get into those highlights now. Starting in the first period, 1 minute, 2 seconds into the game, 62 seconds into the game, it's Mitch Marner on a break. Let's take a listen to John Aller's call.
Bump on Theodore. Here's a breakaway pass, though. Marner in behind will score. Lacombe was trying to stick check him from behind, lifted his stick, but in doing so, he skated past the goal line. Marner kept possession in the crease and stuffs it home just 62 seconds in to game 6.
To be quite frank with you, Emerson, that was one of the best goals I've seen the entire season. The way Marner stopped up in the crease, goes between his legs, it was unbelievable. I mean, he is just an incredible player, and this series really showcased that.
Yeah, no, it definitely did. It was the game 6 nature. Just, this moment, huge game. Second round. It's not first round anymore. The creme de la creme, it's rising to the top, so to speak, and these games are getting more competitive, so there's that aspect. There is just the overall, he was under duress from a very good defenseman, Jackson Lacombe, right? And he's getting poked and prodded, his stick being lifted, and just the simple fact that he manages to pull that, and it's super rangy. He puts his chest forward, almost leans over. That puck goes way back between his legs, and he puts it home. So it's the moment, a big game 6 in the second round here. It is the overall under duress and being hounded there. That's the other element. Mm-hmm. And it's just the finish between the legs. It's hard to do as it is. It's hard to do without pressure. It's hard to do in preseason. But he puts it between the legs where many would jam it at a pad or toss it chest or do anything but that. But he has the patience and tight to go between the legs and to slide it home. It was one of the prettier
goals circumstantially I've ever seen.
He now also, I mean, he was leading the NHL postseason in points, but he continues to lead the postseason in points. 18 in 12 games played for Mitch Marner. Of course, he had that hat trick in this series against Anaheim as well. But that's the only goal highlight we're going to share with you for Vegas tonight. Brett Howden had a shorthanded goal after Marner's goal in the first period. Shea Theodore had a power play goal. It made it 3-0 heading into the second. When you're down that badly to Vegas, it's not easy to fight back in the game. That's certainly what we saw in game three for this Ducks team. Of course, tonight, a little bit of a different story. Anaheim getting some good energy going early in the second period. Mikael Granlund, the lone goal in this game for Anaheim, gets it on the power play.
It's too easy because of the aggressive PK for Vegas.
Terry stick handles in, cross ice for Granlund, who scores! Mikael Granlund gets this building something to cheer.
What a toe drag there. Far side from Troy Terry on that entry.
Three of Mikael Granlund's five postseason goals came on the power play, and that was a beautiful shot from him. He knew where he wanted to place it.
Bullseye.
I like that. It was a bullseye. Perfect.
Yes, no, it was right on the money, and I brought it up after the fact. I'm just surprised. Yes, it was as pinpoint and as hard of a shot as you can possibly snap it, but it was pretty far out, and I mentioned it after. It's just like, you know, Carter Hart, I mean, he stopped, I feel like, many of those same types of situations and those shots, right? And I'm just, it was so deep, plain and simple. It's just a testament to Mikael Granlund. Just the game he played, the dead area of the ice that he found himself in on that play, the near side on the entry, and what a pass from Troy Terry. I mean, right? Just an unbelievable Troy Terry, the toe drag on the far side, toe drag, and just puts it around the pressure player, sends it near side. That was a beauty of a play there by Troy. I didn't want to spotlight Troy there in my Honda Keys of the game. I said, or I was about to say, we're going to need to have a outstanding game from Troy Terry. I didn't want to put him on the spotlight too much there. So I ended up just saying everyone needed to have just the game of their lives. But Troy Terry, if I would have just said that, committed to it, that's what we needed, right? I mean, we needed a play like that. We all know that, look, he's been banged up, for lack of a better terms. You know, he's been a true warrior, taking care of the bod, just finding ways to maintain in the lineup. And for him to have a play like that, it let everyone know that, look, I'm trying my best out here, right? I'm giving you my all, and I think that's pretty special.
Yeah, huge testament to Troy Terry. I mean, what he's gone through in this postseason, good to see he was able to get those maintenance days in and all of that to stay ready to play in every single playoff game. He ends the postseason with 11 points in 12 games played. Eight of them were assists. Mikael Granlund, I mentioned, five goals in his postseason. He ends it with 10 points in 12 games played. And for Leo Carlson, his helper extended his points to 11 in 12 games played. So great stuff there. And that was the lone goal for the Ducks, as I mentioned. So it was a 3-1 game after two periods of play. The final two goals in this game came in the third period, both of them by Pavel Dorofeev. The first one early in that third period, the second one a little bit more midway through, kind of a tough angle shot too that found its way through Lukasz Dostal, and that's how we got to a final score of 5-1 here in game six. The Vegas Golden Knights will advance to the Western Conference final. Your Anaheim Ducks season has come to an end, but that doesn't mean our post-game show has come to an end just yet. We're going to go through this entire postseason for the Anaheim Ducks, the expectations that set for themselves now moving forward, and a lot more. So join us back after this commercial break.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Anaheim, listen up. Grove of Anaheim has big concerts and comedy coming. We've got the heavy-hitting anthems of Slaughter and iconic riffs of Blue Oyster Cult. Looking for some laughs? don't miss comedy from legends Fred Armisen and Adam Ray. And high-energy pop with Ali and AJ, playing songs from their new album and the hits that everyone knows and loves. Tickets are available right now at groveofanaheim.com.
BritBox has the best of British TV, period.
Let's get started.
The best mystery, period.
I like a good detective story.
The best romance, period.
This is the book that will open the heart, Miss Mary Bennett.
The best drama, period.
Welcome to the grown-up world.
Stream the best British period dramas, including The Lady, inspired by a true story of murder and scandal, and from the world of Jane Austen, the other Bennett sister, only on BritBox. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Hey, Ducks fans! Smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. Driving is kind of like hockey. Follow too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't rely on luck. They rely on great coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a slapshot your way, you'll have reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
California's number one casino just got better. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is now the only AAA 5-diamond rated casino hotel in the country. Become a Club Serrano member today and enjoy added perks like exclusive rewards at Monarch Beach Golf Links and Palms Casino Resort, Las Vegas. VIP at another casino? Trade up and take advantage of the tier and offer match program at Yamava Resort and Casino. Voted number one casino outside of Vegas by Newsweek. Details at yamava.com. Restrictions apply. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit hondacenter.com/rental suites.
Games. The Anaheim Ducks season comes to a close tonight, falling to the Vegas Golden Knights. Final score here in Game 6, 5-1. The Knights move on, and the Ducks will get ready for the offseason now. But a lot to get to before we get to the offseason. And one of the key players for the Ducks, or at least in this series in particular, Beckett Seneca. I mean, I heard you and John talking about the fact that he played all 94 games for the Ducks this season. Not just him, Jackson Lacombe and Alex Killorn, the other two guys to play all 94. What impressed you the most about Beckett's maturity through this entire season?
I just thought his ability to create havoc on the forecheck got so much better. It was one of the concerns that I saw. I felt like in seeing that rookie tournament there at Grey Park Ice, and it seemed like he was flat-footed at times, straight-legged at times, and which wasn't what I saw in his pre-draft highlights, his draft highlights. And then proceeded to, you know, a lot of what we saw after the draft year there with the Oshawa Generals. So it was just different from what I seen prior to that. And, boy, he was just one of the best forecheckers for this Ducks squad. I mean, and it was the weird part about it, it was like from the very first game of the season. Like, so he had that time to adjust. At least the only negative I saw was, you know, just the urgency and the relentlessness, just knowing that how many of the game's best players create by, you know, being relentless without the puck on the forecheck and creating turnovers and getting more puck touches in order to reward themselves with points. So I just knew that if he was going to be a point producer, should he stick, that he's just need a little bit more ump on the forecheck. But it was the couple of rookie tournament games where I saw it. Even in preseason, you started to see it coming and brewing. I mean, you could tell that he wanted to be one of the guys that was, you know, consistently making plays. And then, boom, game one, one of the best forecheckers for the Anaheim Ducks. And he stayed in that conversation, top two, three, with the whole club. So, I mean, just when I think of his big gains, his big development, it comes in the forechecking department.
It's just pretty incredible that he was able to go from juniors to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs this season. 6 points in 12 games played for Beckett Seneca. Five of those goals in this postseason. And as we're talking about Beckett Seneca, we're going to get to hear from him now. So he spoke to the media. Let's take a listen.
What went wrong in the first period? I mean, I think we just came in a little flat. A lot of just kind of missed passes, not kind of moving our feet. That's kind of what I noticed.
The second period, what can you say about the scoring chances you tried to get?
Yeah, I mean, we knew we were going to come with a push in the second. We were down three goals, so we just tried to kind of move our feet and shoot the puck. And credit to their goalie, made some nice saves.
When you look back at the season and how far you guys went, taking the Ducks to the playoffs for the first time in 8 years, how do you kind of describe that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice kind of making the playoffs, but I think we know what our goal is for next year. And yeah.
Does this make that goal seem more realistic? I mean, you know, you guys came here without any playoff experience. Now you know what it's about. You've succeeded. You've excelled here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I mean, they're a good hockey team, right? And so are we. And that we know that now. I think that brings us to with an expectation next year that we get to come back and do the same thing and go further.
Were you kind of feeling your way this year, like not quite knowing how the travel works and the media and all that different stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it was my first year, so I didn't really know what to expect with all that stuff. But, yeah.
This is obviously a building block. When you look at how you were supposed to sort of mature, a building block, as I said, ahead of schedule, and looking at the ages of this team, you have to, you know, look with a lot of optimism for what's ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we got a super young core here, and I mean, we're a fast team, and we play with a lot of skill, a lot of pace, and as I said, our core is super young, and the next few years are exciting.
Exciting is definitely a word for the future of this organization, and now the National Hockey League knows what this Anaheim Ducks team is all about. They've gotten to see them in this postseason, garnered a lot of attention, a lot more eyes on this team now, and I feel like that's going to change things into next season. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but Beckett even mentioned that this team now knows what they can do, and now they have, as I mentioned before, expectations now set for the future after coming into a postseason with really no expectations.
Yeah, that's a big thing I caught in that great interview there. And speaking of expectations, because you beat a very quality Edmonton Oilers squad, right?
Who, by the way, does not have a head coach anymore. Chris Knobloch, let go. Just wanted to mention that in case hockey fans might have missed that today. Anyways,
such juicy
keep going.
Insight there. No, no,
keep
no.
Keep going.
So how about the expectations of, it's not like you just made the playoffs and you had a first round exit and okay, now that's your standard, right? You're a playoff team come next training camp. No, now it's like you passed the first round. It's like it's past second round or bust is the mentality here this next training camp. So if you just think of the standards for exceeding expectations here this season, what that did for the overall out of the gate mentality for next season, I mean, that's huge. That is just, it has gotten their perspectives to change. And we all know that if you want something in life, you got to put in the time, you got to put in the hard work. So that's where their standards this summer, as far as training and taking care of their body and eating, those habits are going to match the standards that they brought here in this playoffs. And whatever they did last summer, they're going to take it up a notch in every category that I just listed. Just can't wait.
That's a great point, Emerson. And this new standard was set also because of Coach Q. The way 100%. He came in this year changed things. This team believes in themselves. They believe in the coaching staff that has been leading them all season long. It's infectious, even for us to get to cover them. I think this season was the most fun I've had since I've been here with the Ducks. And just to see the progression this group has, the potential they have, even in a moment that's so disappointing like this game, you have to take that positive away. And hopefully the guys will continue to build off of it this summer.
Yeah, and part of it is the coaching aspect, as far as X's and O's for me in the coaching change, was we went from man-on-man defense, just, I mean, you know how much, just by eye test, we were watching the Anaheim Ducks chase the game, right? I mean, so much with the man-on-man defense under Cronin, and then Quenneville comes in here, totally changes the whole landscape of everything, and go back to a zone defensive structure, less fatigue, less chasing, more closing off secondary support, almost layers as coaches define that structure as. So I just think that in itself, it was just so wearing over the last few years. You add more.
Yep.
Shout out to GM Pat Verbeek just adding to the Anaheim Ducks just roster overall, bringing in Mikael Granlund. Kreid's a great start, put together some solid play of late, but he's getting even to that age, right, where we used to know Chris Kreider as a speed guy, just one of the fastest in the game, right? So he's had to evolve his game to match where he's at from a physicality department. Kudos to him for being able to adjust. And so, I mean, even him, you look at his stats, look, big time presence.
Jeffrey Viel. There's another one, John Carlson.
Yeah, going back to Kreid, I didn't really anticipate him filling first line minutes. I thought he was going to be more, second line, right? So kudos to Kreid coming in and playing well. Who did you just mention right there?
Jeffrey Viel. I mean, what the first round by him, unbelievable.
Yes, no, and he brought so much. I think he brought, we talked about standard, right? And this whole club with how they finished this playoff season overall, elevated the standards. That's kind of the main phrase we've been using. I feel like he set the standard for intensity, right? Mm-hmm. Ever since his arrival here in Orange Country, he was setting the standard when it comes to how relentless you need to be on the forecheck, getting on the inside, crashing and banging. I think after his arrival, the guys hit harder. I feel like they were fighting more to get on the inside. I felt like the intensity, their overall relentless, did amplify. How about him making some great plays in Montreal? Great area pass to Cutter Gauthier for a big goal. He had some big-time goals against the Avalanche there, where he picked that near side corner on that odd man rush four early on in the season. He came here and made an immediate impact. So, yeah, shout out to, of course, Pat Verbeek, who just, I mean, didn't miss. Deals.
Yep.
Kyle, I mentioned, but you know, Granny, how good was Granny in this game? I just, so anyway.
But we knew he was going to be great in the postseason, especially after the deep run that he had with the Dallas Stars. That was what caught the attention of the Anaheim Ducks. And, you know, hence why they wanted to sign him come free agency July 1, which this summer should be interesting for this Ducks team. They have a long list of restricted free agents and unrestricted free agents. I want to talk about that in our final segment of our post-game show, but we are so lucky to have some of the best listeners, and I know that we have a lot of messages here on our text line, Emmer, so let's get a couple of these messages in here before we take a break. Steven from Pasadena said, tonight bites, but tomorrow it soaks in just how great this season was. The Coach Q rebuild is well ahead of schedule. If the West thinks we are a problem now, you just wait. These Ducks have barely taken flight. Orange Country, we will rise and fly again in October. Hey, guess what, fans? The hockey season will be starting earlier next season. End of September. We haven't got the schedule yet, but that is the anticipation. So might not be October, actually.
That was such a good message. And this is a testament to how good that message was. It almost seems like it was funneled through some AI, whether it was Grok or...
Oh, gosh.
ChatGPT. It was that good. No. And that's a testament to, like, we'll take off. I mean, just the terminology there.
Yeah,
I love
good.
That. And you know what? To start it off, I have not heard the expression bites in a long time. So I'm just throwing it
bite.
Out there.
I think it, that's
it does
a good
bite.
Way to describe
I just,
it.
I haven't heard it in over, I feel like, a decade. So through and through, yes, Orange Country, we will rise and fly again. And when is that? It's not even training camp for when all the main guys get in. It is rookie camp. It is even earlier. It is
that is after the draft, which the Ducks won't be picking that high in.
It's tomorrow.
Oh,
what
tomorrow.
These guys put in their bodies for their nutrition leading into the upcoming season.
Well, we know that they're going to have some time to recover now, and I'm sure we'll hear all about it in the exit interviews that the team will be doing in the coming days. Another text we have here on the text line, tough loss, but they exceeded expectations. I look forward to seeing how this team continues or how this team comes back next season. Let's get one more message in here before we send it to break. Thank you, Alexis and Emerson, for an amazing season. The team was very competitive and showcased the growth of so many young players. The future is very bright in Orange Country. So proud of this team. For this game, the Ducks were sloppy, lackadaisical, and unfocused from the start. They just didn't look connected as a team. Vegas was far better in executed and finishing at the net, and boy, are they skilled. Oh, this text just keeps going. I had to keep scrolling down. They're skilled shot blockers. The Ducks lost the middle of the ice tonight. Again, Mitch Marner was the absolute X factor in this series, and Dorofeev was absolutely lethal in the slot. Sad fact, the Ducks allowed a power play goal in 5 straight games. Red from Buena Park sent that message. Thank you, Red, for all your text all season long.
I love the last few points there. The middle of the ice, yes, but and here's where it really flies off the chart as far as a message for me. Mitch Marner was the absolute X factor. How about, we talked about the between the legs goal, but how about the range and the shiftiness and that pass over to Brett Howden?
Yeah.
That was spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
The
deception of pulling Killorn, splitting him and Lacombe. Yeah.
100%. And so,
phenomenal.
100% true. And then Dorofeev, I mentioned how lethal of a shooter he was. He's just got that shot that, yes, when Cutter is playing at his best, when Beckett's just ripping the corner, but how pinpoint is Dorofeev with that shot? I mean, just putting it where he wants. And, yeah, the bummer.
Firepower. You know what? They've got the offseason to work on the PK.
Yes, they do. And special teams overall. So.
Yeah, it has improved. Emerson, you have to give me a quick answer, yes or no. Does Vegas beat Colorado?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. All right.
That's a quick no.
Yeah, I'm with you too. But that'll be, we'll be keeping our eye on that series as well. One more text here before we take a quick break. I am so proud of this team. We went so much further than anyone expected of us and played strong for a lot of this season. I love my Ducks and am so, so excited for next season. So are we. But we get the offseason to reset, see what this team comes back looking like because I mean, they certainly left their mark here to end this postseason. So we're going to take a break here. Join us when we come back for the rest of our postgame show here on DuckStream.
The best new cars, Honda, make the best pre-owned cars. Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. Get the best value with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. Honda backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty at your helpful Honda dealers. Plus, every certified pre-owned Honda goes through a 182-point inspection and is reconditioned like new by factory-trained technicians with genuine parts. To save on certified pre-owned Hondas, search your local Honda dealer today.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get ready, Anaheim. Big concerts are coming. At Honda Center, sing along with Demi Lovato and 5 Seconds of Summer, who are bringing can't-miss nights of big energy. Ready to get loud? Godsmack brings the Rise of Rock World Tour to the stage at Honda Center. Thomas Rhett is adding country flavor to Orange Country. And Somber, a powerhouse rock show, is coming to shake the arena. Tickets are available now at HondaCenter.com.
Hey, Ducks fans, if you're looking for your next apartment home, scoring your dream apartment has never been easier. With over 165 communities throughout Orange County, the Inland Empire, Ventura, and L.A., Western National Property Management and the Anaheim Ducks have you covered. DucksLiving.com, our new platform for finding your new apartment home.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserve parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Joining us back here on the post game show, our final post game show for the 25-26 NHL season. The Ducks fall in game six tonight to the Vegas Golden Knights. 5-1 the final score here at Honda Center. The Knights are moving on to the Western Conference final, and the Anaheim Ducks will start their off season, which is going to be a busy one for this organization. I mentioned it earlier, the amount of restricted free agents and unrestricted free agents this Ducks team has. Let's just quickly go through the RFAs. Cutter Gauthier, Leo Carlson, Ian Moore, Pavel Mintikov, Olin Zellweger, and Tyson Hines are the RFAs. We'll start with them. That is a long list of players that, I mean, especially those, the, of course, those top two, but I'm curious where the others, the last four I mentioned, kind of where they fall in that.
Okay. I'm going to give you just my two cents case by case here, starting with the gentleman that you listed last there,
Tyson Hines.
I'm expecting, let's see if he can create an argument for himself for a one-way 2-year. Oh. I'm anticipating it's going to be somewhere like a Sam Colangelo. It's going to be a 2-year, maybe the first one being a two-way, a one-way being that second year. That's what I'm anticipating there with Tyson Hines. For a guy like Pavel Mintikov, it's one of those things where I think he's going to maybe be in that just a shorter-term bridge. Could be wrong. Could go a Mason McTavish and be a little bit longer. Either or. But is he going to try to prove that, hey, I am in that territory of maybe not a Jackson Lacombe, but am I a number more towards that area? Jackson Lacombe's number is starting to look like a bargain at this point. I mean, seriously, he's not making 12. He's not making 11. He's not making 10. He should be in that area.
He
just
starts
based
his,
off
yes,
of
yeah.
what we are, you know, witnessing out of him.
Yep.
So good on Pat for that. Olin Zellweger, I anticipate. So does he create a little bit more leverage for himself, maybe into the range with the Pavel Mintikov theory that I had? Mm-hmm. You know, we all know scratch there late. But still putting up what the seven regular season.
Yep,
came up big here in the short sample size. What have you done for me lately? A lot here in the three games since coming in. So, I mean, he creates an argument that's 100% all one way. I'm anticipating maybe a 3-4 year deal. I'm speculating here, but I think he might want to.
This is GM Emerson Needham.
I think
for those listening,
yeah, I think he might want to create some leverage and say, hey, you know, I get not 6-7 years, but 4 or and let me prove myself.
Ian Moore?
A guy like Ian Moore, I think I think maybe he goes a 2-year, both one way, you know, maybe 900K-ish.
Okay.
For a guy like, and so the last two,
Cutter and Leo,
do they match?
That is going to be the big question.
Do they match?
And when they get done? I think is the other question.
I'm not going to speculate.
Yeah, of course not. No. But
just back up the Brinks truck.
Hopefully soon.
Back up the Brinks truck. Pay them what they deserve,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Come on, throw
the
cash at them.
The good news is the Ducks have a lot of cap space.
Yeah,
and
they deserve
know,
it, right?
Yeah,
I'm saying throw the cash at all these guys. Why? Because all of them had a big part
getting
the good guys past the Edmonton Oilers. So many haters during and prior to that series starting, right? We shut them all up. And the second round, pushing this very experienced Vegas Golden Knights team deep in it to game six.
Think about game two, the way this Ducks team played. I mean,
at one point, tying it up two apiece, you know.
Yep.
Series went 3, then 4, 4-2. We get it. They were such a good away team, too, right? They were so good on the road. We knew it was going to be a tall order here at Honda Center. Shout out to all the fans who were stood up, waving the towels.
It was
standing
so
ovation.
Fun.
Yeah, round of applause there, saluting after obviously the tradition, the playoff handshake there between both clubs. Yeah, this place got loud, rowdy. And we have the most professional fans in the whole NHL.
You know, and that was something the players, every time you spoke to them, even Coach Q, they said all postseason long, this building was so fun to play in. They loved the energy from all of the fans. Really felt like Orange Country brought, I mean, they were able to feed off them all postseason long between the two series. So, Emerson, you went through the RFAs. Don't necessarily have to go through the unrestricted free agents, but just wanted to at least mention them. Ross Johnston, Jansen Harkins, Jeffrey Viel, and then on the backside, this is interesting, John Carlson, Jacob Trouba, Radko Gudas, and then in net, Peter Mrazek, also a name that we haven't talked about. But just mostly defensively, a lot of question marks because you still have a lot of young players in San Diego that are getting closer. You know, what's Stian Solberg, Tristan Luneau? Like, there's definitely, an abundance of defensemen, but you definitely still need veterans back there. That's been proven.
Well, you give up a first round with Carlson, right? So you want to make something happen there.
True, yep.
Trouba, you hear rumors. I don't want to talk about it because it makes me nauseous. But with that said, we want to keep him here. I'm going to list on and Radko, just a sheer leader through and through. Viel's going to be a hot ticket, right? People saw.
Yeah, I'm curious on that, too.
Yes, but he's going to be a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Viel. I'm just saying, I'm just saying what he probably on the open market values that he could get up into the 5 mil range.
Really?
Just based off of people wanting, there's been crazier things happening. And it's just a testament to him, but people saw him get it done on the biggest stage. Here, I'll reference an example. Matt Beleski, he had an unbelievable, I think he had 22 goals, if I'm not mistaken, the year he signed his big ticket. 22, it's not 30, it's not 40. What he signed, it was somewhere along the lines of, 4 times 5, around that range, 5 times 5. And that's all it takes. Sometimes it takes one big year, one big playoffs, and he's going to be a hot commodity. People want that relentlessness. They want that work ethic. You know, 5 high end, but certainly, a 4 year, 2.5. You know, he's got himself into that argument, and he played in the minors not too long ago. So that's a testament to him where he was not too long ago. Hey, all the youth hockey players out there wanting to know what it takes to thrive in the NHL. Be as relentless as Jeffrey Viel. Whether you're a skilled player or not, you need to have that dog mentality. He does.
We will see what happens and when these get done. But you mentioned it earlier, Jackson Lacombe, that deal, that'll start next season, that 8x9 for the Anaheim Ducks. Long time.
It's a great contract.
He's going to be with the Anaheim Ducks. And, in talking a little bit more about this game here tonight, wanted to get back over to the text line. A message here from Tony and a long message here from Tony. Congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights. They were definitely the better team. Mitch Marner was the best player in this series, hands down. He's a good guy and deserves his name on the cup. But Colorado won the President's Trophy for a reason. They never let up. Should be a good series. Although it had a disappointing ending this season, was phenomenal. Think back to where we were 2 years ago, last in the Pacific Division with no direction. What an improvement. Seneca, Gauthier, Jackson Lacombe, and Leo Carlson make up a solid young core. I'll take it. Loved listening to you guys this season. Can't wait for the draft, and I'll see you on the orange carpet next October. Take care. Safe summer. Thank you, Tony, for the message. And yes, that young, solid core, they're going to be getting bigger and stronger this summer. I look forward to hopefully getting to check in with them on Light the Lamp this summer here on Duckstream. If you're listening, stay tuned to that. But you know what? I think that this is going to be a big summer for this Ducks team. And not only that, free agency opens up depending on, you know, what the Ducks cap and all that looks like. How many more people are going to want to come to Anaheim now?
If the listeners tune in to Light the Lamp with you, can they do a follow-up with Eat 'Em Up? Can they listen to you first and then follow up after? Okay, that's what we're going to have happen.
Of course.
Please, you know.
On DuckStream.
Yes.
You can find both shows.
Both shows on DuckStream. 80 crushes it. I just try to, you know, follow along and do my best. So listen to us back-to-back and watch us, too, if sometimes we plug it in on the Victory Plus. Y'all know that. So shout out to Tony, because it goes to show with this message how much our listeners know as far as the game of hockey, being rational hockey fans, right? And so our listeners and just the fans in general, just the respect and the professionalism that I already addressed. But how about that rational look? We made huge gains here. Not only made the playoffs, we talked about it, beat a great oil team first round. Tony recognizes that. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, great. Honest message, rational, passionate. And that was just a great message to really get a sense of where this fan base is at right now. Extremely grateful.
Yeah, 100%.
We all had a blast. DJ JoJo each and every night here at Honda Center just rocking out, right? Turning this place into a club. And so, you know, he was a big part of just everyone getting so rowdy, myself included. The whole place was buzzing all year long. Everyone had a blast. So I just think everyone just appreciative of this squad battling through injuries. Troy Terry, we mentioned it, among others. And just trying their best out there, right? I feel like everyone maximized their situation. Beckett came in, you know, exceeded expectations. Leo, as advertised, Cutter backing up, just, you know, him coming to Orange Country, just like, I need to come out and play.
Yep.
Him, just any haters, doubters, whatever. He blew it out of the park. So just so many great storylines of the season.
Wanted to mention some of the final stats here in the postseason. Cutter Gauthier led the team 12 points in 12 games played. Leo Carlson 11 and 12. And leading the way in goals, tied actually for the lead in goals, was Mikhail Granlund and Beckett Seneca, both of them having 5. So just a couple final notes there. And then leading the way in assists in this postseason was Jackson Lacombe with 9. So, and we didn't talk about the goaltenders either. Wanted to mention Lukasz Dostal, not his best postseason, but he did make a number of big saves and, you know, kept the Ducks in some of these games. I think also he's someone to look at. Of course, you have Billy Husso you still have him for another year. Peter Mrazek, I mentioned, was a UFA. So will the Ducks, you know, add there, or will they be happy with what they have in San Diego, which certainly, you know, Damian Clara comes over to the Gulls. You have a number of, you know, I mean, Callie Klang, there's a lot of goaltenders in this organization, but going back to it, I think this is a big summer for Lukasz Dostal, kind of resetting. You know, he started his 5-year contract this year. So now he's got 4 more years after this year, kind of looking back on the year, things that he can work at and improve on. And with a team that's growing, he needs, you know, to grow too, and he knows that himself.
I think the only growth he needed was this experience.
I think so too. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I feel like this was the practice for him for what's to come.
Yeah.
And because he's been lights out. He's bailed this team out over so many years.
He can steal games,
him
for sure.
And Gibby, when Gibby was here. And, like, he's just, I think he's now experienced it all. He's experienced bailing out the club night in and night out. Now that they're more competitive, he's still shutting the door. Yes, but it was his first playoffs, right? So it's just like, if that's, let's just call that the worst we're going to see in playoff action moving forward with Lukasz Dostal. We'll still take it. You know what I mean?
And you know that Edmonton was going to score goals.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just 100%. What happens when you play
the
Oilers. We knew goals were going to happen. You're this series was a lot different. Of course, tonight, a little bit of a different story, too. Lukasz Dostal.
Sorry, I wanted to touch
on... Go ahead.
No, I wanted to touch on the prospect pool. This Ducks club, I mean, they're just notorious. Sudsy and Glasser down there, and they're notorious for developing their goaltender. So you got some great points with Callie Klang. How about the jump in his play?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he came back. He took a little leave there. He came back, was phenomenal. So I want to shout him out because he's a guy that several seasons ago, I saw him in Vegas at the rookie faceoff tournament. He had a lights out first game. I think it was the only game he played. Lights out. Then it, up and down play probably since that time.
Yep.
What a year he has. And you mentioned another great name in the Damian Clara. I mean, he's a guy that I just feel like is the next big name here for the Anaheim Ducks. Will it be through the pipeline? Just let me get your take on that.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And what we saw from him at the Olympics representing his home country in Italy, it was the first time, you know, he was on such a large stage like that. He's a massive height-wise goaltender. Every time you walk around him, I think I'm blown away.
What's his
He's got to be at least 6'5", right? 6'6". Okay, we're getting 6'6", right? Thank you, Tyler, from our social team. And he looks all of 6'6". So I think the fact that, one, he's still young. Now he's making the jump to come play in North America. And he's going to start getting the reps in the organization. I think he's going to be outstanding.
Italian Stallion? What's the nickname? Or do we have a nickname yet?
I don't know if we have a nickname. Tomasz Sukanik, there's another name. We also have Vyacheslav Butets. There's so many goaltenders in this organization. So, but Lukasz Stahl, the number one guy here in Anaheim. And you know what, Emerson? I think we're kind of getting to the end of our post-game show. So what is your final quack for this postseason?
Thank you to all our listeners throughout this season and past seasons. Your messages have been so great. And we got a huge boost in overall listenership. So we want to thank you. And it's just the perfect combination. It's the play on the ice, the overall execution from the good guys. It's quality broadcasting insight from my partner in crime up here, Alexis Downey, and whoever was filling in for Mr. Steve Carroll there. And, you know, we had some lights out play-by-play, you know, personnel with John Ahlers there and Aaron Cooney and Jason Ross Jr., right? Hats off to all of them. They all did a lights out job, but you know, we wouldn't be here without all of you. And just the fans, our team, I look forward to just what's to come here. But I just want to thank all of you for tuning in each and every night, making it fun, and I just can't wait for what's to come.
Thank you, Emerson Edom, for making it so fun. Every post-game show this season and through this playoffs, it's been awesome.
Appreciate it. And we can't forget, I said his name already, but Mr. Steve Carroll, right? Hats off to you. Just
our fearless leader who is
captain.
Now, riding into the sunset in retirement. But he has been around. Just wanted to mention that, too. He's been in the press box.
He's been ripping around up here, that's for sure.
For those wondering how Steve is doing, he is doing great and enjoying retirement so far. But thank you to everyone. As Emerson said, I'll just piggyback off of that. Thank you to everyone behind the scenes. Thank you to all of our fans, everyone who has supported us here on DuckStream this season. It was an incredible year. So much fun bringing you this coverage. So much fun talking about this team and everything that's to come. You know, honestly, I didn't expect, not that I had any expectations, I keep using that word, I didn't expect this team to be where they were in the postseason. And I think that's the most rewarding part of this postseason, is just seeing them blow everyone's mind. And I can't wait. I just really can't. I mean, that's coming from the heart.
Well said.
All right. Well, it's weird to wrap up an entire season, but that's what we're going to do here now.
Well, wrap it up before I start crying. I'm going to start tearing up here.
All right. Well, for those listening here on DuckStream, you can still listen to DuckStream all off season. We will be bringing you content. Whether it's Eat 'em Up, Light the Lamp, we're hopefully going to get to sit down with GM Pat Verbeek here soon, who is, of course, a finalist for GM of the Year for the National Hockey League. Very exciting there. Hopefully we'll get to talk to Coach Q and all the players as they get ready to begin their summers. But thank you, everyone, for being with us for the 2025-26 NHL season and Stanley Cup playoffs as well. It's been so fun. The final score here at Honda Center tonight, 5-1. Vegas takes game six and moves on. The Anaheim Ducks will begin their offseason now. For Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for being with us tonight. We look forward to next season. Enjoy the rest of your offseason and make sure to visit DuckStream throughout the offseason.